yet we are not without hope. We mourn the loss of Elijah with us here, and he's left a void that has been created in his death. However, our sorrow does not lead to despair. In fact, it leads us to hope, because we know that Elijah is now with his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we know that he is actually more alive right now than he ever was on this earth. Elijah is right now free from suffering, free from pain, free from sin. And for those of us who have put your faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we know that we will see him again. So if you would, please bow as we pray. Father, we thank you for the gift of Elijah. And as we remember and celebrate him today, we pray that you would provide strength and peace for us, especially for the Neodzima family. We thank you that we have the assurance that he is eternally secure with you. We thank you for the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ that makes it possible for us to have a relationship with you in this life and forevermore. And Lord, as we remember Elijah today, we pray that you would be glorified, that your name would be honored. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Elijah Neozima was born in Burundi on April 26, 1999, and he passed on July 30th, 2025, here in Tucson, Arizona. He was the firstborn in the family. He loved God, Jesus Christ, and he loved to read the Bible. In his young life, he loved to go and help his dad to preach the Bible. And he would ask people hard, interesting questions, and the people would be so surprised by the questions he would ask them. He spoke French, and he loved to play chess. He was very skillful, and he was an expert in different kinds of board games. For instance, he taught his siblings how to play them. And back in Burundi, he trained Deborah and others how to play chess. But Deborah focused most on it and became the female chess champion back in Burundi because of Elijah. She was the champion three times. At the age of 9 years old, she became the first champion. And when she was about 12 or 13 years old, second champion. And then at the age of 14 or 15, she finally became champion when she was 16 years old. We continue to play chess, and Deborah loved so much to play chess because of Elijah. After arriving in the U.S., he joined Christ Community Church in 2022, as his father was already a member of CCC. He likes to participate in the second service together with his family members. We were so blessed to have Elijah in our life. His positive influence, his welcoming spirit, and his kind heart will be strongly missed in our family. At this time, I would invite you to sing along to the hymn, Amazing Grace. And if you would like, you may stand. I would like to invite Elijah's father, Deo, to share a few words.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Lord is good. I'm very happy to stand here in front of you, special to say thank you very much for the way you have been standing with us, especially this time, which was not really easy for us. Thank you so much for your prayer. Thank you for everything. Our son Elijah is now with the Lord, and we think that God gave us a good son. He was very special in our family. As it has been mentioned in this bulletin, he used to go with me when I was going to preach gospel in Burundi. We were together every day. There is a time we had some refugees from Congo. So every Saturday, we went together to minister to those people, especially children. We fed them spiritually and physically. So I remember him the time we were together back home in Burundi. Now here, I hope that he could be able to be someone in the future. That was my goal as a parent. But the Lord loved him most. That's why I took him home. So I am happy that he is now in the presence of the Lord. And one day I will see him. All of us will see him. So I want to say thank you very much for your kindness, for your love, for being with us at this time. And I hope you continue to be with us. And if anything happened, and I don't know, wish anything, this happened to someone, but we are there also to stand with you. Whoever will pass through the same situation like us. We are one in the Lord. Nagomba kubashimira mwese abaje kubana natwe. Ndashima ngene mwabanye natwe muri iyi minsi itoroshe. Imana ibahezagire. Mwaritanze, mwatanze umwanya wanyu, mwatanze uburyo, mwaratweretse urukundo, Imana ibahezagire. So I turn into Kirundi so that my fellow also be able to understand some, but I believe most of them they understand English. But I also want to share this in my mother tongue so I can be able to hear that. So thank you. Thank you, CCC. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, friends. May God bless you. Amen.
In John 11, verse 25, Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." Jesus spoke these words to Martha 4 days after her brother and Jesus' friend Lazarus had passed away. Martha and her sister Mary were obviously crushed by the death of their brother, and their grief was likely compounded by the reality that they had sent a letter to Jesus before Lazarus had died. They had told Jesus that their brother was sick, and they had asked him to come quickly so that Jesus might heal him. But if you know the story, you know that Jesus did not immediately go to the sickbed of Lazarus. And if you were to read this story for the first time with fresh eyes, you would ask, why? Why, Lord, did you not go to heal Lazarus in his sickness? After all, you have the power, you have the ability to heal him. But in this story, we learn that God's timing is always perfect. And we learn that he is the author of our story, just as he is the author of Elijah's story. And as the perfect author, Jesus helped increase the faith of both Mary and Martha. To witness Jesus healing Lazarus from sickness would have been one thing, but to see Lazarus walk out of the tomb was something they never would have imagined. And so Jesus revealed his power, and he increased their faith. And we too can rest in the power of Jesus. His perfect power gives us hope beyond death, a power that will one day usher in a new kingdom with no more sin, no more tears, no more pain, no more death. Death is a certainty for all of us, but we never know when we will pass from this life to the next. Yet we can be encouraged by the reality that God has numbered our days before the day we were born. And he is the sovereign I am. Nothing catches him by surprise because his timing is always perfect. Therefore, we can trust the Lord in the midst of pain and loss, and we can rest in the shelter of his wings. He is holding us by his righteous right hand, and we can know that he is the author of our story. But even in the midst of trusting the Lord, our pain is still real. Sorrow and trust are coexisting realities in our life. Mary and Martha were distraught over the loss of their brother. And so what does Jesus do? He enters into their pain. Jesus weeps with Mary and Martha. And he knew he was about to fix their problem. Yet he still gets on their level and empathizes with them. And so what great encouragement do we have to know that the Lord draws near to us in the midst of our sorrow. He mourns when we mourn. He does not move away from us, but he moves towards us in the midst of our pain. Psalm 34:18 says, "The Lord is near to the brokenhearted, and he saves the crushed in spirit." The King of the universe empathizes with us in our pain. He is always for us, and he is always with us. Then in John 11:38, we read that Jesus was deeply moved as he came to the tomb of his friend Lazarus. And that phrase, deeply moved, suggests that upon seeing the tomb where his friend was buried, that Jesus was angered. He was frustrated at the power of death and sin, and like an angry bull stamps at the ground preparing to charge, so Jesus stands at death's doorstep ready to charge. And so what does he do? He calls Lazarus right out of that grave, displaying his power. You see, Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Death has no power over Jesus. Death has no sting because of Jesus. This resurrection, the resurrection of Lazarus, was the first punch, so to speak, that Jesus threw in this battle. The next one was the knockout blow. 3 days after his own crucifixion, Jesus marched right out of the grave, because he is life. And as believers, we live with profound hope. Jesus promises us who believe that though we die physically, we will live on forever. And those who live spiritually will never have to worry about their spiritual life ending. We hope in Jesus Christ. We believe that he is the Son of God come into the world to rescue us from death and hell. And we know that he is the only one we can trust with our lives. Even when we can't understand, we can still trust, because we know he's the author of our lives. We experience his care for us in the midst of our pain. And we believe that he is the resurrection and the life, and that whoever believes in him, though he die, yet shall he live. Just as Elijah is right now. And so I'd invite you to sing along with us again as we sing the hymn, Blessed Assurance.
Please join me and stand if you can. We'll be singing this, Just Voices. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation. purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, washed in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. You can be seated.
Neozema family, I hope you guys know that you are loved and that we are here for you. This church is here for you. What a joy it is to know you all. What a joy it is to have you be a part of this church family. We love you guys. Revelation 21, 3 through 4 says, "And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man, and He will dwell with them. And they will be His people, and God Himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away.'" In Christ, that is our glorious future. Before I close in prayer, I want to invite you all to stick around. We have some refreshments over here, and the Neozema family would invite you to fellowship for a while. So with that, let me close us in prayer. Father, we praise you for being an all-powerful God who is the author and perfecter of our lives. Thank you for drawing near to us in our burdens, in our sorrows, in our grief. God, you tell us to come to you when we are wearied and heavy laden, and that you will give us rest. And so I pray, God, that you would give the Neozema family and friends rest right now in this season. Give them peace. Comfort them, Jesus. Strengthen them now. And Lord, we thank you that death does not have the last word. We do not grieve as those who have no hope, because Jesus, you are the resurrection and the life. And we praise you for the reality that we have the assurance in Christ that death is not the end, and that someday you will return, you will make all things new. There'll be no more sin, no more pain, no more death. We eagerly await that day. Until then, God, help us to walk trusting you day by day. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.